Hello, Daniel. This is Pete with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, just wanted to follow up with you here and kind of, see where we left off. So I understand you spoke to Dennis a couple of days ago. So where are we here? He went over the docs with you, correct?
Yeah, he's sending me a copy, and I carefully looking at it, it is just, I cannot afford it. It's too expensive.
Okay, what's too expensive about it?
It is, by the time I'm done, I would be paying almost $25,000,
I think it's $21,000.
Yeah.
$21,500.
Yeah, that's way too high. Way too high for 18 months. It's not afforded. I'd rather just go the way I am now. I'll be much better off.
What's the way you are now? Just not having a loan?
No, just paying off on deck, and then I have a couple of small credit card and one tax lien. I'm paying off every month. I pay $400 for it. So I was trying to consolidate all of us together and just pay a little bit, but this is just not.
What could we do to meet you in the middle here? I mean,
the other company offers much better. Their interest rate was 11%.
Yeah, Daniel, that's not an offer.
No, they called me. They talked to me. They would love to give it to me.
Yeah, I'm sure they would love to give. I would love to give you a loan too. I want to help you out and get this other location. But if you if you want to talk to them, I'm sure they would have some very similar programs. But what they send you is not a real offer. It's not an approval. It's just, you ever see a commercial where you can drive a Mercedes-Benz for $300 a month? That's what that is. It's just to get you in there. And then when you actually apply and send them bank statements, they're going to tell you the same thing.
No. I already applied. I'm done with everything. With process. I just need to sign the contract.
This is the same thing you sent me, because what you sent me wasn't a contract. We kind of looked through it. What can we do to meet here in the middle? I understand, you have a credit card bill already. I don't want you to run up the credit card even more and just, keep doing the same thing.
No, I don't use it anymore. I don't use it anymore.
Are you not going to, are we not going to put the new location in, or?
No, the new location is coming up, next year.
Next year.
They didn't even start putting the new location. The building is not even started, but it's in the funding process.
So if, I'm just trying to see what we can do here.
So if you can play, the expenses to come down, at least I need it to come down,
What are you budgeting for daily? What are you budgeting for daily? Because, for I think it's 17 months is a term.
That's what they have now, 17 term, and it's $265 a day. So it's a little stressful.
With zero interest, Daniel, it's still over $200 a day. So you have to understand that even with no interest, you're still this is what that would cost. $71,000 over 17 months is going to cost you $200 a day. Now we have
a day,
and that's with zero. That's with zero interest. That's over $200 with zero interest. So just kind of putting you in the mind frame, you're paying us, the $79 interest or $78 interest. If we can make that somewhere, we're gonna be able to knock a few dollars off there. But there's not much room to work. $202 is with no interest and $279 is what we gave you. There's not a lot more room. We're sitting here arguing about $80 a day. We could, drop it down a little. I know it is a lot of money, but we could drop it down a little bit. But your payment's still going to be over $200 a day, regardless. Anywhere, no matter what interest rate you get.
How much it would be a month?
a month. Well, the 279 is $5,800 a month.
$5,800
and with absolutely zero interest, it's going to be just around 4,500, 4,300. So, you know, we have to have a little bit on there. So, you give us something to work with here, man.
So, now with on deck, I pay about $4,000 a month. Plus, hold on, $500, $400. Okay. So your monthly payment is how much it would be?
279 times 21 payments in a month, usually 20 payments in a month. So depending on what month, about 5,500 or 5,800.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly how much I'll be paying now, as we stand. On deck, and I have one credit card and one tax bill, about $450 a month. So I'll be paying about $5,000 a month. You see what I mean? And the interest is much, much better at on deck than you guys are.
Were you able to reach back out to them and get more money?
If I want to, yeah, I can. But the amount may not be big. That's why I didn't want it. The only reason I wanted money is I wanted to consolidate our loans with a reasonable amount of interest. That's it.
But not, you didn't want to get $30,000 to replace any equipment, or, you know, what?
Well, I can refinance the equipment through other means, you know, much cheaper ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is a cheaper way to finance it. It would be too expensive to buy the equipment with this money.
Yeah, I understand that. That makes sense. But as far as consolidating this debt, what, you really don't have any other options. You can't really go to on deck. They're not going to pay down their own balance there.
If I keep the status quo, it would be cheaper. If I just mm-hmm. keep what I'm paying now, I'll be paying about $5,000, and the on deck interest rate is I think it's like 9.9%.
I don't think so. I think told me you got a $40,000 loan and you paid back 48, correct?
Yes.
So that would be 20% cost of funds.
Okay, but now, you know, the loan amount is so low. It's down to $30,000 now. And
here, to put this into perspective, you took a $40,000 loan with On Deck, and your payment daily was $190.
$188, yeah.
Okay, so now we're giving you almost double that, mm-hmm. and your payment is almost doubling. So almost the same thing. So now we're giving you, instead of 40, we're going to give you 70, a little bit over 70, and your payment goes from 188 to 280, less than 280. So, and we could even make it go to, you know, somewhere like, took it down a few extra bucks to make it to 275 maybe.
But so the interest is how much the interest would be. From now, it is what, standing about what, 19%?
It was going to be the interest. One second. It was going to be 21,000.
Say that again. 21.
It would be 21,000.
Yeah. What is the percentage?
I think that comes out to 21,000 out of 71. Yeah, it comes out to just under 30.
30%.
Yeah. Well, it's not a percent, it'd be cost of funds, technically.
Yeah, but that's a little pretty stiff. That's a way to get out of business, you know?
Hey, listen, exactly. That's number one. That's what we don't want because, you know, I could sit here and tell you to take this all day. If you take it and you're out of business in 2 months, that does everybody no good. You know,
it doesn't do anybody any good. This is just too much stress, you know?
Yeah, well, Daniel, how about this? Take a day or two, look at some other options, and I'll give you a call on Wednesday and kind of see what you got. I encourage you to go back to the other lenders, see what they have to say, you know, because if you can bring us something, we would love to match it for you, but it has to be a real offer. What you sent me before wasn't, it was a pre-approval, it wasn't a final approval. And even because of that, though, we were allowed to get you a lot more money than you would have qualified for because of what you sent me. Typically, it's only around 10% of your gross annual sales, and you do about $400K. So you would have only gotten around $40,000, $50,000 offer. We were able to extend that to $72,000 because you brought that other document in. But if you can get us something with a more definite final approval, we would love to maybe, you know, earn your business.
Okay, give me a few days and give me a call back. Thank you very much.
Perfect. All right, Daniel, take care. I'll give you a call on Wednesday afternoon. Sound good?
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.